Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And I was just watching this guy last night on Criminal Minds, Joe Montagna. Good morning. And are we going to get more of those? Are we going to get more Criminal Minds, Joe? Or are you done with that?
No, as it turns out, I guess I'm not done with it. They're bringing it back. We're going to be on Paramount Plus. We'll start filming in August, and I don't know when the first air dates of them will be, or streaming. It'll be on Paramount Plus, probably maybe by the end of the year, maybe early next year. But we're starting out with 10 brand new episodes, so it'll be fun to be back with the old gang. Yeah,
but of course, we know acting is just a little hobby with you. You're mainly a rock and roll musician, and coming up this Sunday, the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66 will have their second annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And Joe, talk a little bit about your rock and roll history.
Well, you know, back in the late 60s, I was going to Morton East High School in Cicero, Illinois, and a couple of us at the school, there was a project where they said, do something that pertains to the culture of England. And so a couple of us in the class, you know, got the bright idea, the Beatles had just come out. We said, let's put together a song, a Beatles song, and sing it in class, and we'll say that's the culture, something that's happening in England right now that's part of their culture. Anyway, that led to us doing an assembly at the school, starting a band. And for the next 5 years, we had a fairly successful band in the Midwest called the Apocryphals. And but we played from about 1965 to about 1969. But we used to tour once in a while with a group called the Missing Links.
Mm-hmm. I remember the Missing Links. Yeah, I remember the Missing Links. Yeah.
Well, the Missing Links decided to change their name to Chicago Transit Authority, and then Chicago. And when I kind of saw what they were up to and the kind of music they were playing, and we were a very good cover band, but what I saw kind of where they were going, and I thought, you know what, maybe my career is more in another direction than rock and roll. And so I left the band in 69 when I got into the play Hair in Chicago at the Schubert Theater, and that started my professional acting career, and that's that. But those 5 years, there were great, great years. The band was a great experience. We opened for Neil Diamond once. We opened for Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. We were okay. We're a good band and good, great memories.
And I think it's great that you're a board member of the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum, because eventually that thing is going to be completed and spiffed up and a great tourist attraction here. And we certainly have a great musical heritage here in the Midwest, don't we, Joe?
Oh, without question. I mean, well, besides obviously the band Chicago, who I'm still very, very close to today. I mean, the Ides of March was another group out of Berwyn, Illinois. I remember Jim Pederick, who was the lead singer and guitar player. When we used to play our band at the Cermak Plaza in the Battle of the Bands, he'd be sitting at the front of the stage looking up at us because he was a bit younger, like, oh my God, I'd like to do that, what you guys are doing someday. Mm-hmm. And of course, they did just fine. Then you had all these other great groups that came out of Chicago at that time. I mean, there was the Crying Shames, the Shadows of Night. The list goes on and on. Styx and whatever. There's a great, great history of blues, of course, rock and roll, just music in general. I mean, out of the great city of Chicago. So the museum will be a fitting kind of place, you know, to honor all those bands and the music of our state.
Yeah, they will induct into that Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Sunday. Styx, the New Colony Six, Jim Pederick, Dennis DeYoung. Let's see, Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon is going to be there for a very special induction presentation in tribute to Gary Loizzo of the American Breed.
And right, Gary, yeah. Yeah, I remember once.
Lost him a while back, sadly. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Also, because they have roots here, Chuck Berry, Sam Cooke, Dan Fogelberg also will be honored. John Records Landecker going into the Hall of Fame there, even though John just recorded a videotape, so I will be inducting him. I'll be emceeing and I'll be presenting John's tape. I'm going to still try to convince him to show up. I got a couple of days left. And, you know, Joe, it's kind of Interesting that, and of course, we still love that group of yours. I'm not talking about the musical group. I'm talking about the acting group of Dennis Franz and Dennis Farina, who I still miss every day, and Gary Sinise. Sinise plays, right?
Oh, absolutely. I was just, Gary, you know, this past weekend, we've been, for the last 17 years together, we've been co-hosting the National Memorial Day concert. And so I was just with Gary, you know, we did that Sunday night in Washington, D.C. And Gary still plays with his band, the Lieutenant Dan Band, and they travel all over the world playing, you know, especially at like Army, not just Army, but no military bases all over the world. Yeah, Gary's great. Great guy. I'm a member of his, an ambassador to the Gary Sinise Foundation, which applies so much to our military.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his band, that's a terrific band. The Lieutenant Dan Band is a great band. And I was just thinking, the Buckinghams is another great band out of Chicago, because Dennis Stefano is still a very close friend of mine. And I see Jim Holvey out here in L.A., who I used to write all their songs. So, I mean, there's a, as I think about it, all these names are flashing into my head about great bands out of Illinois.
Well, you know what flashes in my head when I talk to Joe Mantegna? The Bleacher Bums. And way back, the original cast included Joe. Too bad you're not in town. You could go to the Cubs Cardinals game tonight, Joe.
Oh, there was a chance I was actually going to make it, because sometimes when I finish the Memorial Day concert in D.C., I try to stop through Chicago, and then the Cubs, I talked to the Cubs, and we were going to arrange for me to throw out the first pitch and do all that and sing the seventh, especially with them playing the Cardinals. But my schedule is I had to get back to California, so I just couldn't make it this trip. But I'll get there when I can. And I mean, the Cubs are obviously have a big part in. I'm sitting in my office right now looking at the one ball I threw out for the first pitch many years ago. It was the game that Kerry Wood struck out 20 batters and tied the major league record for most strikeouts in a game. So it's like a Hall of Fame ball, and I have it because Kerry signed it and dated it. And that was that game. So, that's a big thing for me.
I was at that game. Nobody wanted to go with me because it was a crummy day. It was like a little drizzly and chilly. Remember?
Exactly. It was a chilly Thursday against the Houston Astros. But I happened to be in fact, we were in town. The whole group from Bleacher Bums were in town. The reason we were there is we were recording the audio version of the play for, I don't know if it was for, I can't remember if it was for PBS or whatever it was. We did an audio version of it. And so that whole cast happened to be at that game as well. So it was just luck of the draw. It worked out that way.
Joe Mantegna, always great to catch up with you. Stay healthy. And I hope when you get back home here, we can go out for a hot dog.
I'd love that, Bob. You're one of the good guys. I think of you fondly. I remember having hot dogs with you at our King Chicago. My wife had the restaurant here in Burbank, California. But
that's
anyway,
right. Yeah.
I look forward to seeing you next time I'm in Chicago, my friend.
All right. Be well. Thanks for the time this morning, Joe.
Same to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
And tickets to that big Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66 Hall of Fame ceremony available now at roadtorock.org. All the information is there, too. roadtorock.org.